Come to Jesus, a living stone, and like living stones, be built into a spiritual house. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a real privilege to be preaching here at St Andrew's on your dedication Sunday. I've had to do quite a lot of swatting up on your history over the last few days. I've discovered that your story is very similar to what was happening at about the same time up the road at my own church of St Albans, just before, during, and after World War II. It was a time when Northwest London was expanding rapidly and many new churches were being built. As I read, I realised quite quickly how suitable it was to name the new church here St Andrew. Like Andrew, here at St Andrew's Roxbourne, you've gone out to tell others about Jesus. And over the last 87 years, there have been wonderful results. Your dedication festival is a time to thank God for all that's been done here in Jesus' name over these last years, for the people, but also for your buildings. Buildings, of course, are not the church. The church is the people of God. But what we build in his name and for the community is a very important part of our life together. So the text that I've chosen comes from today's epistle, and it brings the two together. Come to Jesus, a living stone, and like living stones, be built into a spiritual house. As I understand it, the initiative for a new Roxbourne church came from St Paul's South Harrow. In 1937, a temporary church was built, and it was their curate from St Paul's, John Higginbottom, who in 1940 became your first priest in charge. We thank God for him today. Like St Albans, most of the cost of your church, consecrated 17 years later, came from the sale of redundant churches in other parts of London, though a lot will also have been raised here locally. Another 15 years and the Your Youth Centre was built. It was the first purpose-built and very visionary youth centre in the whole borough. And I think that all the money was raised here. It's not by chance, I think, that you still wonderfully have vibrant work with young people here at St Andrew's in much more difficult times. I'm sure too that you'll be wanting this morning to say thank you for the recent repair work on your spire, for your splendid buildings and facilities that were planned with such great imagination, and for your unique and wonderful stained glass and its story. Let us bless the Lord. The story of St Andrew's, told in these two short history books, which I'm sure you've all read, is nothing less than astonishing. Yes, there was genuine revival and renewal in all the churches after the war. But here at St Andrew's, the numbers were astonishing. 130 baptisms a year, 63 confirmations in 1 year. I counted 4 services every Sunday, morning, evening prayer and Holy Communion every day. Photographs show 40 in the Brownies, the same number of Cubs and Scouts, 100 plus in Infant Sunday School, more than 60 in the Young Wives Group, and more than 30 adult leaders in work with young people. So let us bless the Lord. You've had 6 vicars: Edward Ned Carney, Brian Shannon, Mike Pratt, Doug Cobill, Christine Rablin, and Lyndon, each making their distinctive contribution to your life here. But it's Lyndon, your vicar for the last 12 years, and Edward Ned Carney, your first vicar, I especially want to thank God for, and to ask for his blessing too this morning on the ministry of your vicar, Lyndon, today. Ned Carney's achievement was truly remarkable. I first heard about him when I came to Pinner in 1984. Memories were still very fresh. But even today, 84 years after he came as your first vicar, and at that time St Andrew's was at a low ebb, and in danger of closing, even today, the time of his ministry still matters. It was so sad that he died in office after 19 years of extraordinary achievement. I wonder if he burnt himself out. If he did, he left a very bright light here. Let us bless the Lord. That brings me to the very different world of today, as we ask for God's blessing and guidance on St Andrew's today and for the second quarter of the 21st century. There are hundreds of people in the photos in your two small histories. One was written in 1957, the other in 1965. Every face that I saw was white. No, there was just one person of colour, the vicar himself. That alone speaks of a very remarkable person and a remarkable ministry. How things have changed. Your demographic here at St Albans and throughout the borough is very different. Many Roxbourne people or their parents have come from all over the world. And that rich mix is well represented here at St Andrew's. Harrow is also the second most religiously diverse borough in London. Like us at St Albans, you have people living in your parish who are Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, Jain, Baha'i, Sikh, Zoroastrian. So many faiths in the parish. That's why, one reason why, fewer people in Roxbourne today call themselves Christians than when your church was founded 87 years ago. They're followers of other faiths. But there's another factor too, in the very steep decline in numbers in our churches here and throughout the country, and throughout Europe too. A majority of people in our country now say they are not religious and very uncertain about belief in God, though they may well say that they're spiritual. Thank God there are signs of growth. You have them here. I think you're seeing it here with, I think, 7 baptisms the other day. That's wonderful and so heartening. But overall, the churches in our country are witnessing serious decline. Compare here your figures with those of 50 years ago. The Church of England is looking very different. So what does that mean for our future? Sadness, yes, but beyond that, well, down the ages, Christians have been called to live and witness in all kinds of different situations. Here, we have been a Christian nation for centuries, church and state closely connected, most people identifying themselves as Christians. But in many parts of the world, Christians have always been a small minority, sometimes, but not always, harassed and persecuted. We are now in a minority here in Britain, but we have the best news of all, the news of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, the best news in the world, and the promise of the kingdom of God. That good news is clearly being lived out here and shared at St Andrew's. You've so much to thank God for, on this dedication Sunday. Let us bless the Lord. Come to Jesus, a living stone, and like living stones, be built into a spiritual house. Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the 67 years of this building. We praise you for all the joy we have known as part of this church family, for our friends here, and for the times we have had. We give thanks for those who have planned and cared so that our church may be a real home for all who share its life and a real house of prayer for all who worship. We remember those who worked and gave freely so that St. Andrew's Church could be built. And we thank you for all the loving sacrifice which has been shared over the years. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We acknowledge, Lord, the great changes in the community of Roxbourne, and we pray that we may adapt the work we do here to encourage more interaction with the ever-changing local people. We remember especially today those who have started their ministry here, in whatever form, those who have been baptized, confirmed, and married. And we remember especially Reverend Irene Lawrence as she continues her ministry at St. Albans North Harrow. And we give thanks for David Tuck, who has been a frequent visitor and a great support to St. Andrew's throughout the years. We give thanks for all the clergy, all leaders, officers and helpers, those who have shared with us their doubts and apprehensions as they learnt how to lead gently, to teach wisely, and to grow to maturity of spirit and holiness of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We know of the responsibility you have given us to be your people, not only here, but also in the wider world. We pray for your world, bringing before you, alongside its richness and beauty, its brokenness, its deprivation, and its conflicts. Bring your gift of peace to places of war and unrest, to peoples being destroyed by greed and selfishness. We pray especially for the people of the Middle East caught up in the escalating war, losing loved ones, their homes, and their hope. We pray that ways may be found for a ceasefire, for wise negotiation and de-escalation, and for aid to reach those without food and shelter. We pray also for the people of Iran, Ukraine, and Sudan in their suffering, and for peacemaking efforts in those countries. As we give thanks for all aid workers and the work of the United Nations, we pray for the world's poor places where crops have failed, for all who have suffered from recent floods, from hurricanes and other natural disasters. And we pray for our country as once again those that we have elected to our parliament try to bring some financial stability and leadership to our government. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for your blessing on all who are known to us who are sick, Elizabeth Bellow, Chanel Borty, Melanie, Michael Donnellan, Robinson and Rubina Hisney, Douglas Scott Kerr, Keith and Sue Nichols, Pam Story, Jill Moore, Robin Williamson, and Rupert Wright. We remember especially today Sylvia Parham, who has died recently, and the families and friends of those whose anniversaries occur this week, many of whom made great contributions to this church in the past years. We remember the family and friends of John Bateman, Cynthia Clench, Raymond Horsley, Frank Pugh, Anne Ginger, Vicky Huntley, Betty Varley, George Sandel, Kay Glynn, and Daphne Nadkarni. Lord Jesus, give them all courage and hope and peace, and the knowledge that you are with them in their weakness, pain, and suffering. We look back, Lord Jesus, over the years and give thanks for the lives of all those who have been so much part of the life of St. Andrew's. May the recollection of their lives and their work kindle in our hearts a sense of gratitude and a strong resolve to preserve and pass on to others what we ourselves have so richly enjoyed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we celebrate with joy and thanksgiving the dedication of this church. We thank you that here we have been led in our search for a deeper faith. Here we have been strengthened in our desire and ability to serve. Here we have seen need and been given the opportunity to respond. But we are sad too that we have lost many opportunities. Sad that our faith has not always been strong enough to meet necessary change, and that our courage has sometimes failed before the unexpected. And so with thanksgiving and sadness, we bring ourselves to you. Grant light that we may see the way you are calling us. Grant faith that we may be undeterred and find our purpose. Grant courage that we face today and tomorrow with confidence, and grant us wisdom and guidance that the thanksgiving we offer and the fellowship we now experience may inspire us to new heights of mission, praise, and service, and that this church may become a place of healing, worship, and prayer built on a sure foundation of Jesus Christ. Merciful Father,
accept
these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.